I'm ready for this. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
For years.
This is Jim and Clarkson. We are one of course, the longest running, fully independent movie podcast out there. And we have reached the point that we've both been waiting for a very long time. Motherfuckers, this is the Film Thugs on Dune. Oh, yeah.
This is your brain on Dune.
Oh, dude. So, we finally went in and caught Denis Villeneuve's. Mm. Well, finally. We went on Sunday of the week it opened. So, we got in there right away.
Yep.
See, Dune 2. And... Yep. Let's fucking dive on in here. I love that we started before the goddamn production company slide.
Yes,
we did that. Oh, no, oh, no, that
I know. Normally, we don't hit like my Reddit stuff until later in the show. But let's
dive in. Let's fucking do this.
Dune Part 2 is a mess. The first one is better. And the first one isn't that great. This one's pacing is so rushed and frankly messy, the texture of the books is completely flattened, or should I say, sanded away. Let that breathe a little. The structure doesn't create any buy-in emotionally with the arc of the character relationships. The dialogue is corny as hell. Somehow, despite being rushed, the movie still feels interminable as we are hammered over and over with the same points. Telegraphed, cliched foreshadowing, scenes that are given no time to land effectively. Even the final battle is boring. There's no build to it, and it goes by in a flash. Hyperactive filmmaking and all the plaudits speak volume to the contemporary psych media literacy preference. A failure of both spectacle and storytelling is proof that Villeneuve took a bite too big for him to chew. This deserved a defter touch, a touch that saw Dune as more than just a spectacle, that could tease out the different thematic and emotional beats in a more tactful and coherent way. Well, there's wrong.
And there's that.
And then there's...
Yeah, Jesus. Corny dialogue in something by Frank Herbert.
It's so corny.
I can control the temperature of my genitalia.
That's
a fucking direct quote from one of the Dune books. Yeah. That line is spoken aloud.
Yes. Yes.
There's a person named Duncan Idaho. Jesus. So, first off, I love your shithead Redditor voice.
Thank you.
Because it's so polite.
Yes.
It's so measured. So, Dune 1... Here's the way I felt about it. I thought the first Dune was writing a check that he couldn't cash.
Huge check.
I was like, oh, fuck, you are not. Because I saw the first movie, then I read the book. It's the first movie is about as dead-ass faithful as you can get.
Pretty close, yeah.
Like, it is. There is very little removed. It's there.
Yeah, the same complaint I have with... Frankly, the only complaint I have with Dune 1 or 2 is they address spice plenty.
Yeah.
I don't think they address spice enough.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. I know that there's talk that Dune Messiah will have more of that.
Yeah.
Because it comes into more effect of, oh, this is what the actual effect of strangling this resource is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
But you could still make that point.
Right.
I mean, David Lynch made that point.
Yes.
Pretty clear.
Is. Yeah.
That's, frankly, one of the more clear things in that film.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, no, spice is used to fill time and space.
Yeah.
And it's the basis of everything we do as a universal whatever we
yes.
are now.
Yes. Yes. Because the books hammer that hard.
Hammer it so hard that people thought it was an allegory for oil.
Yes.
I mean, like, that was its main thrust.
Yes.
Of course, that's not the case.
It's not. Yeah. It's...
But it's effective.
It's very effective.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it fits oil completely.
Absolutely.
But it does so much more than that.
Yes.
Which they really needed to hit that because so much of their religions and all of that is based on it.
Yeah. Orange Catholic Church.
Yeah.
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 Crazy. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
My whole experience with the Dune books and movies.
Yeah.
Goes back to like when the first one came out, I was 8.
Yeah.
And I saw the poster in a movie theater after seeing something else.
The poster's badass.
And I'm like, I want to see that, and I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brother, who was 18 at the time, was like, I'll take you.
Yeah.
He had no fucking idea what to do. No, I mean, plenty of people did, but not my brother. And certainly I didn't. Eight.
Right. And that being...
And it blew my fucking mind. I mean, I didn't know what to make of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And clearly, I was not alone.
Right.
Just my 18-year-old brother was like, What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
It made a huge impression on
me. Right,
right. Huge impression. Because it's so
weird.
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Why is there a cat in a box? What?
What's going on?
Is that the guy from the police?
Why does he look like that?
Why does he have those, are those plastic underwear?
Yeah, I don't,
what is happening? Why am I erect?
Yeah. This everything about this is awesome. Yeah.
Right.
And I came into the first Dune with the concept. First off, the epic scale of Dune makes the first books, what makes the books seem far more impenetrable than they are.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dune is laid out before you like this is some fucking Lord of the Rings-ish epic. That is so massive. And the first book is a real quick 350-page. It fucking sings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fact, it is... It is
of all the books, it's the one that sings the most.
It is false advertising to a point of extreme being known for more than words.
Yes.
Like, this is... you bought the album thinking that's what this is?
Mm.
No.
No.
No, no, no. Mm. And that's, like, what I felt with Dune is the first one is this, action, and then, it's like a lot of political shit.
Yeah.
From here on out,
I think...
Okay.
People build the books up more before reading them in their minds, mainly because the concepts...
Yes.
...are so dense.
Yes. Yes.
And it's true.
Uh-huh.
So dense, in fact, that you can sort of get lost in them, like lost in their conception. Like, I imagine being Frank Herbert thinking of these things. Like,
yeah.
What? How in the fuck did you make that jump?
Yeah.
Like, and then realizing by the time it's over, he's talking about us right now.
Yeah.
An oligarchy? Masquerading as a I'm a fucking idiot.
Oligarchy as a
monarchy.
Monarchy, yes. Oligarchy, like, yeah.
Oh. Huh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and the I think the movie did a lot. So there were a handful of differences. Well, the only real difference that I was that far off from how I pictured it going. Mm. Was the Paul Fayette fight.
Okay.
Because the way it was written, people talking about there's not enough time and all that. I read that as Paul just fucking this idiot up.
Oh, no.
That was the way it felt in the book to me. It felt more like Paul just going in and,
wrecking shop.
Yeah. Now Fayette's having to fight somebody who's not drugged.
Yeah.
And him holding for a minute but getting his ass kicked because he's used to playing with that Harkonnen stacked deck.
Yeah.
And now that he's actually meeting someone who's unleashed, he just gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. Is it Villeneuve?
Yeah.
Okay. Villeneuve makes changes to the text in a way that serves the story.
Right.
And that's a prime example.
Yeah.
That fight shadows a vision or I was using the right word.
Yeah.
Shadows a vision that Paul's had from the beginning of Chani handing him a knife or getting stabbed or whatever. But in like even one shot, you can look at a shot by shot comparison of Chani holding Paul, and it's the exact same frame and hold that Fade has when he hits him in the stomach. When Fade thinks he's had him.
Right.
And then Paul has already gutted him with his.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. So that's not in the story. It's more just Paul fucking a guy up.
Yeah.
Because he's been fighting for
so long.
Like, you ain't got shit on me.
Real fighting. Yeah. Like,
but in the story, it gives it more like these choices are being made at each beat.
Right.
Because it's all dealing with Paul's choices.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, oh, dude. So, first off, Fayette Rotha.
Yeah, Fayette, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, I, like you, I thought it'd been great if he had just spoken like Elvis the entire time. And I, as much as Elvis the movie was a head scratcher, there was no, or at least from my mind, no debate that Austin Butler was coming to fucking work.
He
locked himself in a cave.
Oh, yes.
Like fucking ZZ Top for a couple of years and came out like, I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yep.
So good, you turned down Tom, made me ignore Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That's how good you are.
That, you nailed that shit.
Yep. What are you doing, Tom?
It's Andy Claus.
So I didn't know what to expect, frankly,
right,
with him playing Fayette Rotha. So when he spoke.
And it was what Stellan Skarsgård's voice.
It's amazing.
Like, what the fuck is that? How on earth are you pulling it off to that? Like, what in the shit?
How do you think Dave felt?
Yeah.
Batista?
Yeah.
Playing Ravon.
The Beast. Like, oh shit.
What are you going to do, Austin? I think I'm going to use... I can't do the voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to use his voice. Like, well, why would you and not... Shit, should I have been doing this voice the whole time? No one told me!
But it's. I think it falls into something that Stellan Skarsgård said. Part of the reason that Vladimir has fallen so much in love with Fayette Rotha is... He just is him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the fact that Beast was a little bit different.
Oh, he's a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
Beast is basically Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Without a conscience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somehow, still a little nicer than Fade.
Yeah, yeah. Just because Fade, just the coldness of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the genius idea of Geaty Prime... having the black sun and shooting it like that.
Yeah. Yes.
That is, it seems so simple on its face.
It does.
But it's not.
Yeah.
And they even shoot off fireworks just to go, that's right. Look at my drip. Like,
yep. Black and white. That's it.
It's just a hell of an idea because of so much of the Dune books is based on ecosystem affecting man and man affecting ecosystem.
Yes. Right? Yep. Yep.
Directly, indirectly, whatever. Particularly on Geaty Prime because it's a volcanic industrial nightmare.
Yep.
Just nothing can grow anymore.
Yeah.
It's just shit.
It's about how much you can control.
A black and white, brutalist in every sense of the word.
Yep.
Society. Uh-huh. It's like fucking Hitler Prime.
Yeah. They didn't land on fucking Caladan.
No.
Which... the reason that the Atreides are fucking human is because they lived on a fucking paradise.
Right, right.
I mean, ugh.
Yeah. And watching the first Dune before walking into Dune 2 really helps because a lot of these critics are saying, like, tonally it's this, that, and the other. And when I say all these critics, we're talking about a handful.
Handful of assholes.
Handful of Armin Whitish motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the one I read.
Yes.
just looking for a reason to get pissed off.
Yeah.
Or making choices that they wouldn't have made and somehow declaring that bad.
Yes.
Like, that means it's a bad movie.
Yep.
That's not how this works.
No, it's a different choice.
Right.
Like, if I, though, it, honestly, in this, other than... if it was not Austin Butler killing it so much.
Yeah, I am.
It is Javier Bardem walking away with this fucking movie.
Yeah.
You forget the vitalness of Stilgar.
Yeah.
To all of it.
Yeah.
And seeing, and I love that you forget the, oh yeah, he's from the South. Oh, so he's a fucking fundamentalist.
Yep, yep. And I read one review that... was necessarily critical of his character. Like, he's playing for
being a cock.
Yeah, really. He was saying that.
Yeah.
No idea. like, he was used more for comedic effect. I'm like, no. I mean, yeah, there are a couple of funny moments.
Yeah.
But the one played for laughs is the most chilling.
Yeah.
Because it's the most human thing.
Yeah.
Ever. To just change the prophecy. And this means that.
Yeah.
To just adds another layer to this, ultimately.
Yeah.
Tragic programming and choices based on this programming.
Yeah, you should see it as a mirror for some really fucked up stuff that happens in real life every day.
Yeah.
Cause
that, not just for religious reasons.
No, not even slightly. Yeah, I love just, no, we're gonna change that meaning. That must be what this means. Yeah, you see it happen right in front of you. Wow. Fuck. And I love the resolve they gave Chani, even though that's...
Yeah, that's not quite... Yeah. They needed to flesh out, I guess, dramatically. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because I think you can relate more with Paul
and
her than the book where she's just sort of... Frankly, Sean Young played it pretty much dead on like the book.
Yeah.
She's sort of dreamy and...
Yeah.
Complacent. It's just sort of
female character from the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, but that's kinda, what's going to Shoney, you know? That's kind of Frank. Sorry, Frank, that's what you did.
Yeah.
She's just sort of there.
Yep.
Just like a Lurian. She's just sort of there and a bookworm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it, again, the choices he made added to the story.
Yep.
So those changes helped.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's weird being at this age because I can look at Sean Young when I'm 8 and like, why do I feel weird?
Yeah.
But now you're like, that's a child.
Yeah, that's a kid. That is sold. Like,
that's a child.
I have said this from Zendaya is the only person who has ever played MJ that I have believed for a second was a high school student.
Yes.
She just, her look, her everything. I mean, that woman trained in Disney.
Yeah.
So she can sell.
Yeah, not a knock, by the way.
Not
She's fantastic.
All a knock. It is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
To sell someone that young having that level of pressure dropped on them.
Yeah.
Because,
and being that, same with Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, she's part of this whether she wants to or not.
Yeah.
And she has more agency as far as like, I'm leaving at the end of this, which doesn't happen.
Right.
But dramatically, you get more, you know, oh, there's more to chew on.
Yeah.
Than just Paul's, you know, I sort of take a little glee in the fact that people that haven't read the books don't know what's happening with these choices. It's almost like, oh, yay! Like, no.
What was
Remember
that?
Remember Darth Vader?
Yeah. Introduce them to paradise.
Yeah.
That's why I love, I show the line from Dune Messiah to any of my kids who are into it. It's like, he killed 6 million. Not bad for the times. I have killed 65 billion. I've sterilized 90 planets, eradicated the followers of 50. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Paul is a fuck. Like, it is the charismatic leader.
Yeah.
If it's a charismatic leader, that means what you're in is going to turn into a cult sooner rather than.
Yes.
Much sooner rather than later.
Say, Frank Herbert explains Dune.
Yes.
Frank Herbert, who wrote the original novel, said, this is the point of the book. I conceived of a long novel. The whole trilogy is one book about the messianic convulsions that periodically overtake us.
Yes.
Demagogues, fanatics, con game artists, the innocent and the not so innocent bystanders all were to have a part in the drama. This grows from my theory that superheroes are disastrous for humankind. Even if we find a real hero, whatever or whoever that may be, eventually, fallible mortals take over and the power structure that always comes into being around such a leader. That's what it's fucking about.
Yep. Yep.
Beware your leaders.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it might turn to big old dickworm.
Big old dickworm jihad.
Yep.
The Paul Atreides story.
Paul Muad'Dib, Usul, Atreides, Rodham, Jefferson, Jackson, the Third.
Yes. Like
Esquire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. A lot of that. And I'll always love the economy of the films about Muad'Dib's naming that I will in the book.
Yeah.
I know it's not multiple paragraphs.
Right.
But in my mind,
uh-huh.
it's multiple paragraphs.
Right.
Of this interminable fucking conversation about my fucking war name.
Yeah.
How
do you call the little
Muad'Dib?
And everyone like, no.
Of course, they'll go make it like, oh, no.
Oh, no, this is a bold name.
This is
the
good
truest of true believers.
Yes, yes. Which makes, no spoilers, but makes Stilgar so tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
Later on.
Yep. Those are the most dangerous, the firmest in their beliefs.
Yes. And these concepts in Dune have been argued that you can't really film, and I think you still can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only get as close as you. I mean, Jodorowsky may have.
He was onto something
because, not to digress too much into that, but well, fuck it, it's our show.
Yeah, we digress about whatever we want.
If you look at Jodorowsky's concepts,
yeah,
you see the residue of those concepts in Lynch's,
yeah,
because a lot of that superstructure was already kind of in place,
right?
Ish,
right? Yeah.
So David Lynch obviously just went and pick and chose. Uh-huh. There's still little things,
right?
But because Jodorowsky was going to make such the contrast much more stark between. Yeah. The houses would look like, you know, medieval chivalric heraldry with bright colors and weird schemes and crazy over the top ornate, making more of themselves as a culture-ish on a thousand different planets, right? And then you get to the Fremen that are just earth tone and black and starkly one rather than this universe of whatever the fuck humanity's become at this point.
Right.
And that would have been interesting because, if anything, that's where Villeneuve makes everything not as bright.
Right.
They're more interior.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
The color palette is the same for royals and Fremen alike.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is my point of bringing up Jodorowsky is that that would have been more plain.
Right.
Right. You don't have to suss. It's less work visually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where in this one, you're like, well, I mean, does the Emperor have a point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But fuck him anyway.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Why do I feel that way?
Exactly.
Why am I rooting for this?
Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
And like, that's tasty business.
It is. If
you give yourself over to the story enough.
Because when you go, like, it's weird. History is the settled tale that we're told. Right. So the idea of seeing it as it happens and that, oh, no, this shit's, there's not a period at the end of any of these sentences.
Right.
There are just questions,
and you find yourself picking a side,
yeah,
because you've been with Paul this entire time, and you see why he had to make the choices he made, but then he makes this incredible—I mean, obviously, universe-changing decision, like that, and there's no way to film that sort of inner conflict without it looking like goddamn Hamlet, you know what I mean, And for Timothy Chalamet to be able to do that is as best as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like the conflict where he is so torn apart, even to his own mother.
Yeah.
Like, that's not belief or whatever he screams out.
Yeah.
That's control or, you know.
It's like, it's just, I have to make the choice to go in with it.
Right.
Is it? And really bold choice to make Jessica the bad guy, kind of.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
That was an interesting choice that...
Kind of. I mean, I know that they chose to keep his sister in utero the whole time, which, you're going to have to find a child that can act like that and not look as weird as the first kid in the first movie.
Yeah.
And have a weird voice and not make it... fuck it.
It's fine. It's, yeah. Her conversation with the baby. Oh, that was cool as shit.
Great shit.
Because that was the thing that always got me. He's like, that little sister, that's the fucked up point. That's the...
Yeah.
Holy shit, what's that going to be?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Exactly.
Because damn.
Yeah, the person who goes over and makes the decision first, despite the fact that she's in on the programming, is Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica's like, worked yourself into a shoot.
Yep.
Like, I'll make this decision. Fuck it. Let's do this.
Yeah, it'll be a son. Done. Yeah,
okay.
No,
Paul. Yes, we programmed all this, but, you know. You essentially, fuck him anyway.
Call an audible.
Your father didn't believe in revenge. I do. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Your father didn't believe in revenge. He dead.
Yeah. Emperor had that right.
Yeah.
It didn't make him a bad man. Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
His father was a great man.
Yep.
That loved his people and cared for his people, unlike the fucking Harkonnens.
Yep.
Right? Yep. But at this level of game, the matters of the heart don't enter into it.
They don't. They don't.
And that's why the choices that Chani makes in the film, as opposed to the book, I think we even had this conversation walking into theater. Like, I can see younger people complaining about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not understanding that sort of in the 60s, we're just a few years away from that's what marriages are.
Yeah.
The idea of marriage based on love is a new concept.
That is very new. Yeah.
Globally speaking.
Right.
So I can see how someone be like, why'd he do that? Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well,
don't worry.
Yeah. Because the way that it is, like, I'm surprised he didn't just make the full announcement of, I will marry you, but.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that, too. I think he almost did that, like, to have something to get back to.
Right.
With Messiah.
Uh-huh.
He didn't need to.
Yeah.
But I feel like that he's, like, kind of stringing you along. Like, what's going to happen to them?
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to come see the next movie, assholes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For anyone who's just invested in that. Right?
Yep.
And don't worry.
Oh, it gets there.
They're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Realize we are Empire Strikes Back. So there's a lot of bad shit that gets reversed real quick.
Yeah. Like,
but a lot gets a lot worse.
How are they going to montage 65 million deaths?
Sick. I hope sexy. With that music.
Just piles of corpses.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some reviewer was like, well, this is a lot like Darth Vader. No.
No, it's not.
Not even fucking close.
Not in the neighborhood, yeah.
Like, close.
What you do is you have Paul saying, this bowl is going to, for every jelly bean I put in this bowl,
that's
a million deaths.
Exactly.
Just sit there dumping jelly like
he didn't become death. He just is.
Yeah, yeah. Death. Like Oppenheimer, that was cute.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, you made that bomb? Nice. Watch what I can do to this planet.
Yeah, adorable. What I can do with guys with knives.
Yeah, sterilize. That word, sterilizing a planet, is.
Yeah,
it's like they're not leaving bacteria behind. There's never going to be life on this planet again.
Correct.
Like, that's,
That's it. And I'm going to give Gurney Edie Prime.
Yeah.
You can rename that bitch, too, because fuck Edie Prime.
Yeah, yeah.
Gurney, what are you going to call it, Gurney? Gamma. What? Man. Fine.
And that, honestly, of all the shit he could have done, giving Edie Prime to Gurney, such a fuck you.
That's just so he can go down there and fuck up as many Harkonnens as possible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Harkonnen. See? The first movie poisoned me. Went for years going, Harkonnen, Harkonnen, the fucking Harkonnen. I saw it in the movie.
Yeah.
And I read it in the book, and it looked like that.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's Harkonnen.
Harkonnen.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You have a Duncan Idaho.
Yeah, exactly. There's Duncan fucking Idaho, and he's coming back.
He's coming back. Don't worry. If you missed Duncan, he's coming. Spoilers.
Yeah.
The book has been out since the 60s.
Exactly. It's good, but man, the first off, the shit that gets me is a point that I made earlier with the control the temperature budget. Every once in a while, motherfucking Frank Herbert wrote some what is wrong with this asshole dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote him some what? Is this man stupid?
Yeah, particularly in Dune Messiah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Dune Messiah, what people may not know is that was not a book.
Right.
That is just a collection of essays and articles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it doesn't really feel like a book for most of it.
Yeah, this is probably what they'll do with the film, is sort of incorporate Dune Messiah, such as it is, along with, is it Children or
Children,
God Next?
Children's Children. Next. Yeah. Then God Emperor, then Heretics, and then Chapter House.
I really don't know if we'll get all that far. I don't think we'll get past, like, Messiah and Children.
I think Children is probably, because they keep referring to it trilogy-wise, and that feels more trilogy-esque.
You can combine those two books and come out okay.
Yes.
You can't with God Emperor.
Once you get to Worm,
I mean, I gotta say, I'm I'm glad it's not going to happen to the movie going public, but I'm also sort of sad that it may not happen.
If you get to God Emperor, it almost has to be directed by Yodorovsky.
Yes.
Yeah. Or
Cronenberg.
Cronenberg, or possibly Del Toro.
Yeah. Well,
bring an old-ass Jodorowsky now, and it's
my God.
Look, all I'm going to say is that barrel in the corner may or may not, that chemical barrel over there, may or may not have vials containing $1.5 billion worth of pharmaceutical-grade LSD. So goodbye, Mr. Jodorowsky. And that's it. Like, I'll make your movie.
I mean, I'm for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Just walk in and he is just a fucking guild navigator floating in a tub of pure LSD.
I want that to happen, but I also know that the studio would look like the found footage in the fucking Event Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
From just people killing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
From the loss of money.
Yeah.
What did we just see on IMAX? A giant man worm? You did.
Yep. Did it have to look that much like a penis?
Yep.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
So what nails it for me, see, and I said this during the movie, Dune is about scale. Always has
Certainly.
Been. Time, massive amounts of time, massive amounts of people, massive amounts of distances, massive size of terrain, massive size of creature, massive size of ships. Everything is supposed to feel fucking overwhelming.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if you think about it, like, look at one of my favorites. Have you seen a comparison of the Titanic to a modern day cruise ship?
Is it underwater?
It might as fucking well be. Yeah. Like, seriously? Have you ever seen? Because that's when everyone at home, do this at well. If you, as well, look up, hold on. So that you can see what the grandest ship in the world looks like compared to the cruise ship you went on.
Oh, fuck off.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I had to stay like a certain level of inebriety the entire time I was on a ship.
For those who don't know, basically the first level of where passenger rooms start, where balconies are on a cruise ship, that's the highest level on the Titanic.
Right.
That is the top of it.
Jesus.
Like, by the time you get up to the decks where people can walk around, you are well several stories above the top of the smokestacks.
Just taking shots of tequila in a hot tub.
Exactly.
Watching a football game on the Giants' Tron.
Now think, in how long was that? 100 years?
Yeah.
10,000 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shit ain't going to get smaller.
Yeah.
Like, just the sizes of, I mean,
the size of the Emperor's ship.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, the fact that fucking the Dune carrier, those what are they called again?
The spice?
The liners, the freight liners, the Holtzman drive.
Yes.
The fact that those are, like, is it everything we own won't even fill up a portion of it. Seeing those massive ships fly out of that.
Yes.
Oh, everything has to be that huge. And then when those ships get to the ground, they have to be unimaginable.
Exactly.
Because that's what would fucking happen.
Yeah. And he nails, if nothing else, if for all the criticism that I've read and of these handful of people, none of them said it looked bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Not a one.
And the moment that I was the most blown away by how it was shot was the Fremen popping out of the sand in front of the spice miner running along to the side and taking people out. It just, they wouldn't fucking know.
Exactly.
It's sort of very, very specific reference. It's like the costume storage room in the old theater building at Texas State.
Yes.
If you aren't looking at and have icon, you're not going to hear them.
Right.
Yeah. And it's this round building. It's this arc that has three levels side by side, packed fully. You know, like, there is a walkway that is lined on each side, three levels high of just densely packed costume fabric, and sound disappears.
Yes.
That machine there, all of it disappears until these people who were willing to hide under the sand.
Yeah.
While this thing rolled up until the last fucking second.
Exactly.
And then pop up in a dead ass fucking run toward, like.
Yeah.
It's, to quote Michael Corleone, it tells me they can win.
Exactly.
Yeah. You are dealing with something else. And I love how the movie sets up the Sardaukar. Well, not the movie, the books. The Sardaukar are the most terrifying shit you can think of.
Oh,
the mention of them,
particularly in the first one,
yeah,
where you have all the stuff from the books in your head.
Yeah,
because they don't really address Sardaukar in the first movie at all.
No,
really.
They don't. Yeah, they only show the only show them getting, you know, like dunked and stuff. Yeah.
But whereas in this one, they go to the planet of the Sardaukar, and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This isn't pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You find out, oh, these are prisoners who survive? So, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great fighters, but
they're
missing belief.
Yeah, yeah. You came to the darkness. We were born in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Fremen are one. None is above the other.
Yeah.
Which isn't it's not a judgment call on their society is better than the Imperium. Yeah. It's just different.
Yeah.
Which makes Paul's choices when he wants to be just one of many.
Yeah.
When he has to become the one above all.
Yeah. That's.
And it isn't up with a swell.
No.
It's just, I have to make this choice. Okay, yeah. I'll make this choice.
Fine, this is where we are. You need it, done.
And then all these pathways that are, you know, haloed out before him focus into one.
Yep.
Like, man, I don't know how you film it, but this is as close as we're going to get.
Yep.
And it's really something. The cast across the board.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's fucking perfect.
And Baron.
Uh-huh. Oh.
This fool came to work.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew exactly what he got the fucking memo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the sliminess of Baron Harkonnen is one thing.
Yeah.
But to be able to basically every bit of the Harkonnen planet, anyone that's all the soldiers that are conscripted into his military, every little thing echoes back to him.
Yep.
Not a choice in style.
Nope.
Him.
Him. Yep.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
And great.
Yeah. It really, great. Really fucking.
Like, just... oh, okay, you're the villains, I take it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. One critic that I read was like, these are mustache twirling villains.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah they are.
They're fucking brutal. Yeah.
That's their point.
That, yeah.
No. They just fucking named one guy Baron Leo Atreides, and the other guy, Baron Vladimir Harkonnen.
Right.
That name bias coming out. Like, there's a reason that fucking Luke Skywalker's name was not Jet Porkins. Which, oh, God, that would have been great.
Porkins. Yeah. That's also a better way of handling a mustache-twirling villain name as opposed to Nikolai Carpathia.
Yes.
See? It's a very, very, very thin wall between those two.
Yeah. Well, and they also, like, this got a little bit into, but not much, the sexual cruelty.
Oh,
yeah. Is so fucking big for the, like, that.
That was something that was more addressed in Lynch's.
Yeah.
He went for that.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, he nailed his interpretation of the Harkonnens.
Yeah.
Is super fucking gross, too.
Yes,
it's just not as concise.
Yeah. Yeah.
As this one.
And I will say, too, there's shit that was, you know, from the book that was, oh my God, that with these portrayals, I don't think would have rung.
Nah.
You're going to go kill every person in the pleasure pits of the slit. Rotha, okay, fine. No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this is his fucking pastime.
That's why they're here.
Yes.
And that wouldn't have run. So I got, and just the screams and the kill, like, fuck.
And
dude.
The fucking choices of Fade being addressed by the Bene Gesserit and focusing in on his weaknesses.
Yep.
Hints at obvious abuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be able to get that across, maybe I'm crazy here, but that's what I got.
Yeah.
And handled in two or three lines.
Yeah.
Reactions.
Yep.
Certain way it's lit. A look here, a look there.
Yep.
And that's portrayed. That's fucking.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man.
Yep.
That's why this movie is something beyond my nerdiness for the source material. This is really fucking something.
Uh-huh.
Because of this cast.
And the way they drove home the fucking Bene Gesserit, like, oh no, I got the girl. I've got the daughter from him, so we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
And you always love the secret heel behind it all, that, you know, that sister.
Yeah.
Reverend Mother, whatever, Gaia?
Yeah.
Fuck. First of all, great fucking casting there.
Yeah.
But she's such a fucking, I got it all figured out heavy throughout the entire time.
Yeah.
It makes the payoff so much more delicious.
Oh, yeah.
When
oh,
Paul's yeah. just like, sit the fuck down.
Yeah. Silent.
Just, yeah.
Abomination.
Yeah.
Yes. I remembered your Gom Jabbar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. What I love about understanding Dune somewhat is being able to have conversations that make it sound like I'm actively having a stroke.
It's true.
Because it does. You Gom Jabbar, Ty Shalib. Like, Ty yes. Shalhoud, I'm sorry.
Ty Shalhoud, yeah.
Yeah. Just what the fuck is going on with this guy? Yeah. Muad'Dib.
Muad'Dib.
Yeah. Fuck. But it, the delicate balance that's necessary for all of it, because you do need all of those points. You have to see that. It's sort of what you know, I have always said about the, I mean, you and I have always had that opinion. Anybody who exploits religious faith should be fucking buried under the prison. And oh, when yeah. you realize, oh my God, not only is he doing that, but this is fucking dude next to him, big believer, like, yep. Like,
yeah.
You're getting a hype manned
yeah.
by a fundamentalist who chose you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, dude. Like, Stilgar was so, like, immediately. Okay, this yeah. is. He wanted it. Like, there's no, the only thing worse than a fundamentalist is a fundamentalist who fully believes that it's happening.
Yeah. Yes.
It's happening.
And
now.
It starts to play out just like that.
Yeah.
Exactly yep. like that. And yep. if it doesn't, well, you just move it around a little bit. Yeah. And you're like, well, Alakazam, yeah. it's all part of the same thing.
It really is. It's weird. It's almost like when you're dealing with old poetry, you can interpret it in any direction you want.
Correct. Yeah. It's hard to get these concepts on film.
It really
the more
is.
I, the
yeah.
more I sit here and think about it, I'm getting lost in it now.
Yeah.
Like, one of the reasons that I, not only is my favorite sci-fi book, but I adore its concepts more than the actual story sometimes, is because, unlike any other science fiction of any note, I'm sure there's other concepts out there, but this one actively moves away from technology.
Yes. Yep.
Actually moves away from artificial intelligence, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, he fucking called that one, boy.
Yeah. Yep.
And focuses more on not space magic like Star Wars, or certainly not some utopian future like Star Trek.
Right.
Albeit, would love to have it.
Yeah.
But also not having it.
Yeah.
I see this happening.
Yes.
And, or happening at this scale given enough time.
Uh-huh.
That if it all the quote-unquote powers, for lack of a better term, are developed human skills.
Yes.
Just at a wider range,
mm-hmm.
given time, breeding, evolution.
More evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over 10,000 fucking years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And given special training and breeding and whatever, it leads to this, which looks like magic.
Right.
To be able to do that as a reader,
uh-huh.
where you're like, wait, is this fucking space magic? Or wait a minute.
No.
It's wait, I don't understand it. Oh, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really don't understand.
It's science beyond my comprehension. Ah.
That's what's up. Well,
and
dude.
Doesn't, what's his name, Twilfer? Who is the Mentat?
Oh, Fufer.
Fufer.
Is it Fufer? Yeah.
Fufer. He comes back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Because I always liked his character. I thought he was back in this one.
No.
The guy with the white hair from the first one. Yeah, I love that. I can't wait for that guy to. Oh.
Yeah, the concept of Mentats, all of that shit.
Yeah.
I want more of that, but that's just the nerd in me talking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to throw a real quick aside on casting. Have you heard that James Gunn has picked his Perry White?
Oh, yes.
Moreland? Fuck shit. Yeah. Have you heard who he wants to be Wonder Woman?
No.
Elizabeth Debicki.
Oh.
6'3", Elizabeth fucking Debicki.
All right.
So I think we've got some good casting ideas happening
all
here.
All right. I'm not mad at the crest.
Yeah, not at all.
Not mad at the
not at
Superman
all.
Shield. So
not
far.
At all.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, this, though, back into the Dune stuff. Oh, hold on one moment. Fantastic. Finally getting our lawn mowed again.
Lovely.
We needed to get all of our firewood into one big pile in the back and then put a thing around the shit we don't, those trees in the front we're trying to figure out to keep. So we just got to put something around those. But yeah, it's getting mowed. Cool. But anyway.
Yeah.
The difficulty, though, the conceptual technology, the idea of what in the fuck are they, like, again, that's why do one more movie now that has that, and then give me a series on the fucking Butlerian Jihad.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everyone wants that. Thousands of science fiction fans are screaming out.
Stanley.
Stanley. Yeah, like.
Denny.
Get some good motherfuckers. Put them on this. Get a, like. Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah,
to get,
you,
like,
if you're ever confused and think, you know, maybe we should do this, see if they did it in the sci-fi series and do the opposite.
Yeah, I heard that one was.
Yes, I watched
it. Daffy as fuck.
It's just. Some things you need a real budget for, you know what I'm saying?
Was it? It was Children of Dune, right? Uh-huh. Were they starting at Children of Dune?
It's just. No.
We're starting at Children. What in the goddamn hell? I'm reading Children and have been for 2 years because it's a hard book to get through. Mm. I freaking told you, people.
Well, they get harder because they go more into the concepts.
Yeah.
And so much more is weighted on, okay, well, we just have to assume that, not assume, we know Paul has this prescience, this damn near omnipotent prescience.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he does.
Yeah.
Until someone actually does. That's hard to film.
It is.
And I'm glad that when he does show the golden path, mm-hmm. it's just sort of an out of focus, one lit beam.
Yeah.
But that was rather like, oh.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
All like, that shit focuses
just,
into
just
one little
just a beam
thing.
Of light that he's interpreting.
Yeah.
And he can path. Tell you because he can't show you.
Yeah.
None of you fuckers can see this.
I loved that in the first one.
But I can see how people might get lost.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, the multiple futures that he saw of, like, the one where Jamis was like, I will show you the way. Like,
yeah.
Why couldn't we have that fucking future? That would have been fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, imagine that fucking duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that was a choice.
Yeah, yep.
He, essentially, Paul becomes a man right when his knife goes into Jamis.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're already on the line. That's why he sees, as soon as he's on Arrakis to begin with, everything starts coming more in focus with the more spice he inhales.
Yeah.
Not because of space magic.
Nope.
Because of the ecosystem that he's in now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just...
The spice is making him part... It's weird because spice is sort of the... making you part of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like...
And that's why everyone on Arrakis is just sort of... You can see how they would be more easily swayed.
Yeah.
Because everything's sort of liminal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deadly serious.
Uh-huh.
Right? But also always sort of altered.
Yeah.
Or enhanced.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. It's yeah. just, it's a lot.
It's like, so basically.
Sometimes I just sit around and think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm aware that if someone watches, like my friend Mark, he saw the first one and he's sort of lost. And the second one is more... palatable on that end because it's a lot more action driven.
Yeah, yeah.
But and it's good that you can enjoy the movie like that. But it's so much more.
There's so
when
much
you can
more.
Really dive into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to.
No, you don't. You don't
to make it a good movie because it is on its face. But the concepts are so heavy that I just splash around in it. I love it so much.
Yeah,
because you just get fucking lost.
You really
and he could have gotten lost as a director.
Oh yeah,
quite easily. And so the choices that he did make, I think, like, Chani and Paul don't have a kid.
Yeah.
He took that out. But I can see why he would want to do that.
Right.
For the third movie, mm-hmm. because it has, obviously, higher stakes.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
But, I mean, we haven't even addressed the other houses or Chom at all.
No, we haven't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You thought Harkonnen was bad.
What we really need is an animated section at the beginning
that yes,
really
exactly.
explains how they all work. It is one where you cannot... The problem with the 84 Dune was you cannot make a movie.
No.
It's not possible. And we weren't able, I think, until the concept of cinematic universe and the series film that could have... I don't think we would have been able... I don't think we've been able to do Dune properly until this... became feasible.
Yeah, And more acceptable by the public.
Yes.
Like we're used to all these multiple parts. And
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It's okay. There's more of a taste for it.
Yeah, and so long as they're able to justify it within that world, and fucking A, they justify it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is not boring.
Not in the slightest.
Nope.
Again, what, 2 hours, 45 minutes? Yep. Something like that?
Yep.
I didn't feel one goddamn
bit. Nope. Nope, not at all.
I imagine if you're not into it, you might have, and I feel for you.
Yeah.
Because, like, Jim and I were having this conversation before we hit record. Uh-huh. Some of these directors are just making interminable films.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we were going to do Flowers of the Killer Moon.
Yeah.
Or Killers of the Flower Moon, whatever.
Right, yeah.
But haven't yet.
Yeah.
It's like, just looking at the runtime going,
3 hours.
Now, I know that this is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
I know this, and I have faith in this, but goddamn.
Yeah.
That looks like a long time.
It really does.
Of us being awful to other people. They're like, well, you just watch Dune.
Yeah. Let's just go watch Dune. Fuck.
If you want to see people being awful to each other.
Ugh.
On the grandest scale possible.
But, and that's what's so weird is how Dune gets to where that, like, slaughter reaches the numbers you can't even think about.
Your mind just stops.
Yeah, just statistics.
It breaks down at a point.
Yeah.
That's why I wonder, like, it may just have to tell that with stories. Like people telling each other about what happened, and maybe that's the way to go about it, because I certainly don't want to see it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, but yeah, I don't know.
The Fremen with technology let loose.
That don't want it.
Yeah.
Literally, it's a pair of pliers to them.
Yeah.
A Chris knife to them. It's like, nope. Just using this on a grander scale. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Where next?
It. Yeah.
Messiah.
And that, nothing in this world is scarier than some.
All right, now.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, my. It's a melange.
Jesus. People who think they're right on that level.
Yeah.
Because that's really what the issue is when you start dealing with the religious fundamentalist shit, is that is we are right on such an absolute level.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And in this case, you have someone who knows damn good and well that it's not true.
Yeah.
And true at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Like, let's.
And how can both of those things happen? It's not that hard.
Not that hard, but it's just a head fuck.
It really is.
Because Paul's like, exactly as you say.
Yeah.
And he says, send them to paradise, not kill them all.
Yeah. Send them to paradise.
No, I attach this meaning to this. Yeah. You will fight with more zeal because of it.
Yeah.
And also, I can see the future.
Yeah.
And it looks like magic to you, and it looks like magic to you, the reader.
Yeah.
That's something else, man.
It really is.
That is why Asimov didn't do much for me.
No. Yeah.
Not bad.
Nope.
Just. Y'all got any, like, drug-using fanatics that use their mind?
Yeah.
Like,
no, we're just
going to. You got any more of them worms?
We're just going to look very seriously at technology. Oh, no. Yes, no, yes. No, no, no.
Any more of them sand trouts, Joe Rogan?
That shit, though, despite, like, the fact that, just.
It's a lot. It's really a whole lot. And
I hope that we get a third one that's real fucking good.
So do I.
Yeah.
Desperately. Desperately.
Jesus.
And it looks like it's
going
to go. There was an article that from Hans Zimmer.
Okay.
He was working on music for another project.
Right.
And the story is that Denny came and just dropped, or had Dune Messiah dropped off, the book dropped off on his desk. He's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I guess I'll get to work.
Yeah.
$82 million domestic weekend, $100 million international. So.
Yeah.
2.5 days.
Yeah.
$182 million.
Mm.
And it has to make, obviously, much more.
Oh, God, yes.
But I think we're okay.
Yeah, especially for a movie like this.
Yeah.
This is Dune.
Yeah.
This is not the fucking Avengers. Like,
exactly.
The fact that we are living in the timeline where now Dune has hit this level of mainstream.
That's what's really fucking weird.
Where it's cool.
Yeah, there are memes about worms and shit.
Yep.
And like, people playing with their pets under a blanket and, you know, tapping the bed and their dog pops up. Like,
hell yeah.
Oh, we're there now?
Yep. That's what we are. Boom, 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 boom.
Jeez.
Boom, boom. at like every aspect of it. The sandworm ride was so cool. I mean, oh, his first ride was awesome.
Yeah, he calls that giant. Well, not that big.
Don't embarrass me.
I won't. Don't worry about it.
Hits it and go. Oh. Man, yeah, everything in these movies is so perfect. Because that feel, the bleached out sunness of all of it.
Yeah.
Everything is sepia because that's all that the sun has left behind.
And logistically.
Yeah.
Having a film in that.
Fuck that noise.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we're fans of this film.
Yeah.
So
really hoping that we get some more out of it because Jesus.
Desperately. I'll probably go home and
watch
it again.
Hey.
Because it's that goddamn good.
Yep. Well, and for next go round, even though the Oscars are this evening.
Yes.
Our next goal is to, by next week, have watched all of the Best Picture nominees.
That's the goal.
We're already a couple in, and I think that we're going to do the two that you bought. And were we going to try and do Flower Moon together?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that time investment is too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I've got to break that up with conversation.
Yes, because Jesus. My sister's like, do you want me to be there to give some historical context? Because she really knows the history. And I'm like, nope. I do not. I think this will depress me enough. See y'all next.